Hello, good afternoon. My name is José Javier García Aranda. I'm going to present the Q4S proposal, which is an initiative made by a collaboration between the Universidad Politécnica de Madrid and Alcatel-Lucent. Initially, it was called QHTTP, but later we changed the name in order to reflect better the spirit of the proposal. Okay, next. Some of us have this at home. Okay, next. But maybe interesting to have something like this, to have the last video game, running on the internet and playing with your TV or your old laptop or even your smartphone. What the Q4S proposal is related is with the quality of user experience. So the quality of user experience involves application-based quality of service mechanisms are network-based quality of service mechanisms. The application-based mechanisms are those related with the application, like the adaptive streaming or to put more resources at the server and so on. The network-based QoS mechanisms involve the network and the network requirements, like the access equipments or router switches and so on, and are technology dependent because the possibilities are different if the user is connected through an LTE radio access network or GPON or cable access network or DCL or whatever. So this is the traffic capture from a video game server in the direction from the server to the user. Each application has different needs because it's not the same to read a newspaper than to play a video game. So, and the needs are different also in each direction. Here, in the direction from the server to the user, there is a high bandwidth consumption, but there is certain packet loss tolerance. However, from the user to the server, there is a very low bandwidth consumption, but there is no packet tolerance, because when you press the key, your weapons must be launched, or your spaceship must move, so there is no possible packet loss. So if the network conditions change and, for example, the latency begin to grow, the server could make an adaptive, could encode the video faster in order to compensate the growing latency. And if this is not enough, some network QoS mechanisms could be applied in order to keep constant the quality of user experience. Our last goal is to standardize the management of the quality of user experience across different networks and technologies. So I'm going to explain the problem statement under two points of view. First, the user, and then the content provider and service providers. From the point of view of the user perceives a best set of web-dominated internet in which all the capabilities of the connection depends strongly on the contract between the user and the service provider. Not depends on the application, not depends on the other side of the communication, on the other end. So we are considering only one end of the communication. But what we desire is an internet ready to use or to consider the entire path of the communication, to be able to support different applications with different needs in terms of bandwidth, latency, packet loss, and jitter, the four fundamental parameters of the quality of service. So for doing that, we need a mechanism which monitors end-to-end the connection and trigger dynamically these mechanisms, the application-based mechanisms and network-based mechanisms. So this is the problem statement and the point of view of the content provider. Today approach, the contents adapt to the connection. So the only thing a content provider can do is to make an adaptive streaming or encoding or put more CPU or reduce the functionality, something like that. But why not adapt the connection to the contents that we want to transmit? There is usually today a kind of QoS which consists of oversizing the networks. It's very expensive, and but in some cases it's not enough because the problem is not only related with the bandwidth. And And why not to use intelligently the resources at the server and in the network in order to trigger dynamically when the resources are needed, trigger dynamically these application-based QoS mechanisms and network-based QoS mechanisms. And the last point is that today, some content providers that want to offer interactive real-time video game services to the final users are avoiding the use of internet as far as possible. So they are deploying in a distributed schema, investing a lot of POPs near to the user, close to the user, instead of using internet. So why not to begin to use internet to provide this kind of services and to move from a distributed model to a centralized one, more efficiently and optimal. So these are solutions for the RSVP, for the network-based QoS mechanisms to make some reservations. But the problem is that the disadvantage of this solution is that it's not dynamic because it's not making the QoS tracking continuously in order to trigger when they are needed, the mechanism. And other protocols such as RTCP make the QoS tracking, but the disadvantage of this kinds of measurements is that RTCP cannot be used out of the context or of RTP. So if your application is using HTTP, FTP, anything over TCP or UDP or other protocols cannot take benefit from RTCP. So because it's not universal, only applies to RTCP. So to be universal, the solution must be out of band in the sense that application flows runs in parallel to the control protocol in charge of the QoS tracking.
Okay, please. James, do you have a question for clarification here, or you want to just pause?
More of a bitch. I'm getting tired of hearing people say RCP doesn't scale. That's baloney. That was half a sentence. Half a sentence in RFC 2208. No. As a concern before aggregation ever existed. And that's RFC 3175, which is over 10 years ago. That's the whole thing about scaling.
It's been scaling
for more than 10 years.
Okay,
and it's end-to-end.
I am referring to the dynamic. To the trigger dynamically the application-based QoS mechanisms and network-based. Yes, in the slide there appears some related with the scalability, but it is not the focus. What they want to express is not focused on that. It's more in the dynamic triggering of solutions.
Yeah, but you're saying fixed network requirements versus checking actual conditions. The ad spec checks the actual conditions, and then the ad spec is in 2205, which is a 1997 draft. I mean RFC. So it's there. It has the ability. So I have issues.
So we'll set that aside and let him finish, and then, we've got about 10 minutes left, so.
Okay. So the proposal, what proposes that is to provide a dynamic quality in the sense that the quality may shape up at the beginning, on demand, at the beginning in order to meet the application constraints in terms of bandwidth, latency, jitter, and packet loss. And this quality must be active during the session time life and dynamically trigger the mechanisms in order to adapt to changes in the network conditions, but also to changes in the application needs. For doing that, what we propose is an end-to-end protocol for make the measurements and trigger some alerts, which are technology agnostic, in the sense that the alert is at the disposal of the user, at the disposal of the content provider and the service provider, in order to trigger the application-based mechanisms or network-based mechanisms. Okay, such as RSVP, such as adaptive streaming, so on. Okay, one possible implementation could be to trigger only application-based QoS. And next. Other possible implementation could be to involve a third-party element in order to act over the networks involved in the communication, or even in a browser-to-browser communication to involve a third-party element that could be the application provider to send him the the alert in order to take actions, okay? And please, and other futuristic implementation could be to take actions over, on the fly when the alert traverses the network. But if everything fails, the content provider could use the alert to call for a taxi and to bring the user to the content provider premises and offer him an excellent quality of user experience. Okay, but just kidding. This is not the proposal, but it's the basic idea. Okay, so let's go to the protocol itself. Consists mainly of three phases: the handshake, in which the constraints of the application in terms of bandwidth latency, packet loss, and jitter is transmitted to the user; the negotiation, in which we measure the four parameters in order to check if the connection meets the application requirements, and when we reach these requirements, then we launch the application, we enter in the continuity phase, and we measure continuously in parallel to the application the latency, jitter, and packet loss, not the bandwidth, in order to avoid the disturbance of the application. And also, in order to save resources, the responsiveness in each direction can be adjusted. For example, one packet per second could be enough for measure the latency, and 20 packets per second could be enough for measure the packet loss with a resolution of 1% every 5 seconds. So in each direction, the resolution can be different depending on the needs of the application. Okay. So that's all. We have a proof of concept running in a lab environment in order to check the solution. What we want is to refine more and more and more the solution in order to reach a definitive version and to work in an open collaborative environment like this. This is the reason why we are here in the IETF. That's all. Thank you very much for your attention.
So, comments and questions about this?
Yeah, Luis Media from Catalunya. I have just a comment about the RSVP. This initiative is not trying to replace RSVP. I mean, RSVP is what we call in the proposition network-based QoS. Okay. So, if you think your RSVP can be used internet-wide, okay, go ahead. Just what we are proposing is a higher level protocol, an application level protocol that is able to control a set of different flows, because an application is usually composed of different flows, the video, the keystrokes, the chat, whatever. So you need an application level protocol just to control all the flows at the same time. And RSVP is not the same to that. RSVP is a network-based protocol to make the reservation of the QoS. So RSVP is fine. If you want to use it, use it. Thank you.
Okay. Peter?
Peter Musgrave, just looking at the proposed charter, there's a sentence, the proposed solution must be an effective out-of-band application-level protocol. So can you help me understand why this isn't right?
Well, that's a reasonable question, actually. Part of it was they actually did talk to different areas, and this was considered, you know, the closest fit, if you will. But it would have to be worked with other groups, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, this is the places that are talking about this is, I mean, this is not for, you don't want QoS for just FTP bulk download as fast as you can. You're interested in it for real-time applications for the most part, like the gaming-type applications and things. So though I agree it's very difficult to decide which area anything ever goes in, the real-time QoS is certainly something that's come up around this area before, and it is RAI is real-time applications, right? I mean, we're certainly that subset of applications. So, you could argue.
Rüdiger Geib, Deutsche Telekom. I'm working on transport quality of service, dealt with ANSYS, PCN, also work for IPPM. I only saw that today, and I probably missed the architecture and problem statement around this solution. Where can I find it?
It's on the dispatch working group mailing list. If you go into the meeting materials.
I read the draft. I'm looking for the architecture and the problem statement. I found the solution.
Well, the charter proposal is out there. Yeah.
I believe the thing you found is what there is. But
all right, then. I'd suggest if this is supposed to go on, start with a problem statement, write an architecture, and then you define a solution. That would be great, because what I saw there just leaves me with many questions. I understand the solution, what they propose, or parts of it. What I missed, for example, was the discussion about ECMP.
Well, here, there was the problem statement that was posted. There's a link to it in the agenda for the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
This is Hadriel Kaplan. So we could spend a long time on this discussion, mostly tearing it apart, but what are you looking for from us today?
Well,
it's pretty clearly not ready for a working group, right?
Well, we want to go. Yeah.
I mean, we want to get feedback of that sort. So it's ready for a working group.
I mean, oh, God. Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's the usual thing we do in dispatch. Right. What do we do with this next, right? That's all we want to get with anything. Previous one, solved.
And apparently the other areas have already shunted it to us.
Well, that's what we think. Okay, so.
Grab the short.
The first question is, how many people have read the document? We know somebody has not. Okay. About at least a dozen, maybe 20. There's okay. So we can ask the next question. We can actually get some reasonable feedback.
So for the minutes, that's about 15 people or so?
Yeah.
Okay. So how many people would be willing to contribute to work on an activity like this, solving this problem? Okay. I think we have... Okay.
Put your hand up.
Okay. Well, the problem statement is out there. Will we put it back up?
Okay. So about five.
Okay, and so the next question is, of the people that would be willing to work on it, who would implement it and consider deploying it in a real network? Who would have in mind to go ahead and implement this and deploy it in a real network?
Deploy it in someone else's network.
No, deploy it in your own network. Okay, so we have, I think, three people, but I think it's the three authors, isn't it? Okay.
There is another one.
Oh, okay, there's four.
Over there, yeah.
Sorry, okay. So I think it would seem that four people would hum for support, but three of them are authors, so it does not seem that like there's enough interest at this point in time. Dean?
Dean Williser, I don't normally make these kind of caveats, but I think you would do well to do a prior art search because I believe I've seen a fairly large number of patents basically in this space.
Okay.
And there are a couple of cases going on where those are being tried right now, so it might be a...
Well, do you want to put that out there? Because some of us are actually not allowed to go searching patent databases. Well, and I'm serious, right?
Let the authors know, then they can
themselves. Did you get his point that he's thinking there's a lot of patents in this area? So you guys might want to go look for that. Because one of the things is IETF doesn't usually like to move forward with work that's IPR encumbered. So.
Michael Wessel, I think that such work should not be bound to working only provided that I have some means of actually regulating quality of service. It should be including some things that could work on the best effort internet, where you could even play on the transport layer. For instance, if I say I want to have a higher priority for this flow than for this flow, that could be useful at the transport layer anyway, and could be useful signaling to include if you do something like that, which is high-level application level signaling of such quality of service wishes.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Well, we really appreciate that you all brought this work here. It's, and so don't be discouraged from actually coming again and bringing other work and contributing, okay? Thanks. Thanks, everybody. We're done.